Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's episode 29 of the Time Out Podcast. I'm joined my co-hosts, Harrison and Josh.
Good.
Do I normally say Josh and Harrison?
I don't think it matters.
What sounds better, Josh and Harrison or Harrison and Josh?
Harrison and Josh.
I was reading something, it's like you meant to do it the one with the less syllables first, so like Josh and Harrison.
But
okay,
that doesn't make sense. Oh, no, hand. I was like syllables. I'm like Drake and Josh. That's
Drake, Josh. No, they're about the same.
Yeah. I was thinking,
I'm actually very surprised they haven't done like a sort of like modern reboot of Drake and Josh.
Give it a bit.
Drake got cancelled hard enough that...
What happened to him?
He was sexual assault, wasn't it?
He did a lot of things.
He did like that. It was during COVID because he did that like Zoom law thing and he got convicted of something bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Josh is doing well. He was in what did I see him in most recently? I think it was like How I Met Your Father.
Oh,
that show was... I watched 3 episodes. I'm like, no, I want to kill myself.
I couldn't get into it, yeah.
It was so bad. Oh, no.
But didn't Drake get sexually assaulted? So it's just a...
It's always a loop.
Yeah. I know. I swear Nickelodeon's just like full of kids that just either drug use or sexually assault.
Yeah, I'm sure Disney's not too shiny either.
Yeah. I was going to say, Disney's probably better covering it up like that.
I got that
disappeared on the Disney cruise.
I have heard of that.
So basically, you know the Disney like cruise ships? Yeah, there's a Disney cruise, so it's all Disney shit. 24/7 on a cruise ship. I'm pretty sure one of the people, like, allegedly she went for an orgy and the next thing you know, she disappeared and no one knows what happened to her.
Fellas, should we have an orgy on the Disney cruise ship? That's fucked.
Yeah. Time out on Disney.
Time out on Disney.
Nah. My cousin, like, sent me a message that, oh, apply for a photographer because I was looking for a photographer job on the Disney cruise. I'm like, one, I could not think of anything worse than being a photographer for idiots. And two, I couldn't think of anything worse than working for Disney. Like, they seem like the worst corporation.
Give me the bag, we will. If the bag was big enough, I'd do it. If it was, like, multiple thousands of dollars a day.
But then remember, it's an American cruise liner, so they just, like...
They pay shit.
Cruise liners, you literally get paid, like, fuck all, and you rely on tips.
That's whack.
It's so shit. Like,
tips are fucked.
I don't know, like, but if I go to America, like, why the fuck do I have to tip? Like, it's so dumb.
Most places are starting to get rid of it.
Like, I don't want to tip for your country's stupidity.
It's, at the moment, it's like, you tip at restaurants, and you tip, like, taxi drivers. That's pretty much it. Where we're at. But it's because restaurants pay like $4 an hour.
Just like, yeah, it's like, not my fault, your work, fucking. But then again, that's why their food there is so cheap and things like that, because...
That's part of it, yeah. It's also subsidized.
Yeah, and businesses don't have to like fucking weigh up the cost.
Half of the restaurants in America have bottomless fries and bottomless drinks for free. It's like, fuck.
Well, look, go to Costco, you can get, a hot dog?
A hot dog for $2.95. The price hasn't gone up.
A glizzy for, like, whatever it is, plus a free refrigerator.
Jamie, bring up that graph of inflation versus the price of the hot dog at Costco. One of my
favorite
images.
You see one graph just go, like, up, and then one just... Oh, is that
it
the
stays
one?
The same, yeah, because they were like, we need to raise the price. And he's like, no, we'll just take the profit loss. Like, the Costco CEO is just like a chat. He's like, we're not changing the hot dog price.
Really?
That and I think their chicken price is like pretty, like, I think that's what they do.
What about that pizza price? Because they get the one big like slices.
They're
like
fucking
that
huge.
Well, that's what I went with a friend the other day. He's like, oh, thanks for taking me. I'll buy you a pizza. I'm like, sure, I'll have a slice of pizza. He comes out with like 3 massive boxes. I'm like, I thought you were buying a slice, not a whole
not
damn
a whole
pizza.
Yeah, I respect that.
But the pizza is there is good.
It's pretty good for what it is. Like,
it's like $3 a slice, but it's like fucking massive.
Yeah, I mean, I saw our boy at St. Bernard's Fruit and Veg making pizzas. They look pretty good too. So maybe there's a supermarket secret.
Maybe we'll just like walk in there and like try and like interview on the go.
Sure. You know
we should walk in there in Aldi hats.
Our old workplace making popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Because that shit I'll buy in a bag.
I was there when they first started and I'm just like, I literally just eat. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
It was so good. Why did they stop it?
They still make it.
Do they?
Yeah, they just make
it out of
the bag.
I've seen multiple food lands.
Because I can't find the big bags. I just want the big bag. I want the bag.
Harrison's just looking for a bag right now.
Bags?
Bags? Of popcorn.
Of popcorn.
Josh, do you want to explain to us why you're drinking a whole bottle of...
Fruit juice?
Okay, first of all, this is a cran pomegranate. It's very nice.
Okay.
It's nearly empty. And I keep losing weight and it's pissing me off.
So you're
time. Drinking your cranking the carbs.
Fair enough. Fair. I wish I had that problem. I just eat too much.
Is there a reason why you chose cranberry juice over, like, absolutely anything?
Cranberry juice just bangs.
Iced tea, isn't that high in calories?
Iced tea, yeah, but it's like, if I'm going to be drinking something with just fat sugar, I'd rather it have, like, some vitamin level in it.
Decent.
Give me that vitamin C. Give me the antioxidants.
I wouldn't mind a vitamin D right now.
Three big ones in the room right now. Vitamin D, please.
Yeah, you know, I went to Subway and I got a 6-inch, but it actually turns out to be 5 inches. But like, I got halfway through and I just realized like 2.5 inches is a lot. I was just full. I couldn't go for any more than that.
Keep your head high, King.
Your snapback is falling. What's the Zoomer version of a snapback? We got to relate to the audience. Dad hat is falling.
Dad hat's like made a comeback for a little bit and then disappeared.
Bucket hats.
I see kids wearing bucket
hats.
Yeah,
bucket hats are a thing. If I go to a festival, it's always with a bucket hat now.
Bucket hat that has like a literal chain on it for some reason.
Really?
No sense, yeah.
I don't really get the alt culture. It's very confusing.
Well, that's if it's part of the culture, it's not alt anymore. That's the fucking point.
Like Billie Eilish is like the new day emo. And it's just but like, it's
shit's
cringe.
Getting wild. I mean, there's a hardcore band that now has like over 1 million Spotify listeners a month. Shit's just that? Pop, it's Turnstile.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like,
popping off.
I think Spotify pay fuck all, which is annoying.
Yeah, I often do wonder how much, because I know you got to pay to be on the playlists.
Oh, it's like, do
how, you? Yeah, so how much of that?
Damn.
I have no idea.
It's fucking lame.
Would the money outweigh, would the pay? You paying outweigh the
it's
profit.
Probably just for the clout. Like it would, I think it would be cool to have like a milli listeners plus. I always like to like see which artists have more listeners than the others. Did you know that Bring Me the Horizon is bigger than Slipknot?
Really? Fuck.
But I mean, Bring Me the Horizon, like sort of, like I don't mind their music. So their music.
That's why we know
it's the general
bad.
Listeners now.
Yeah, it's like I've never liked
Bring Me the Horizon.
I don't mind, like, sorry, I don't avidly listen to them. I just listen to, like, the couple popular songs.
Can You Feel My Heart went from, like, 50 mil, like, listens to, like, 400 just because of TikTok memes.
Well, they did a song with Ed Sheeran, too.
You know that TikTok song? Where it's, like, the Ched and then the...
Oh, yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Are you meant to be bending that?
I already used it.
Ah. Okay.
Okay.
Harrison's got like a gift card that he like had to go to the car to get.
Fucking destroy.
Yeah, I had to buy something while we sorted out the podcast for my father.
Should we actually crack into the topics?
Yeah, I feel like we
Are
should
you sure?
crack into the topics.
We're just shit talking right now.
What's Harrison?
These four espresso shots are slowly hitting me hard.
The fuck is YouTube soccer? Explain.
YouTube soccer.
Okay, so basically there was last night, or it was like overnight, there was a YouTube charity match, which was really good. They raised over €1 million or pounds?
Pounds.
I don't know. I don't understand.
Pounds. If it was in England, it's pounds. Remember, they've left the EU.
Well, they've always had pounds. But
can we leave just everything to
the Commonwealth?
England? Yeah. Do we need the Commonwealth Games? It's not like they mean anything anyway.
I was going to say, if we don't play Commonwealth Games, what's the point of playing netball? It's not only the Olympics.
You raise a good point. What's the point of playing netball?
I was definitely just waiting for Harrison to be like, they don't get paid at all or anything.
Nah, it's just like actually like,
would.
I was talking to one of the girls at my work because she played like netball hardcore until she had to get 3 knee reconstructions.
Oof.
You know, I could have been an AFL superstar if I didn't.
If you weren't 5'3", like Jesus Christ.
But like, she was like telling me about it. It's like, yeah, the Orient isn't like, it's not in the Olympics. It should be the Olympics. But I'm like, only Commonwealth
countries play.
Countries play. It's
yeah,
like cricket.
I've never seen anywhere in most countries in Europe or America play.
It's just colonized the England games.
I reckon they should just bring like some fucking random sport and like they just chuck random people in it.
Oh, yeah, that one where they like should get one person from the audience to do each match just to see how normal people would stack up.
Or like just like have a handball tournament. That'd be funny.
Well, do you know how sick handball is, Lou?
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, European handball.
That's the one sport I'm okay at. Handball.
Downball? Or like four square back in the day?
Yeah, that's... Well, we had like, our school, it was... We had 2 6 squares.
Yeah.
But what you did is, it was big enough that one... We had 6 people playing in one... Like, one person had 2 squares, so instead of 12 people, it was 6. It made it so much more fun.
That was always the fat kid that got out straight away and have to go back of the line.
Was that us? That was us. It was definitely me.
And then people start introducing feet into, like, not handball, but, like, using your feet because everyone was into soccer.
No, we had a rule.
The World Cup was happening.
We had a rule once. It's like, if you could, like, step on it and stop it in their square without actually, like, going in their square, that's technically, like, they're out. And we're like, this doesn't make sense anymore.
I haven't played that much handball. It's not bad, though.
I don't know. I was like a very athletic kid. I'm not saying handball's a very athletic sport, but I played a lot of sports as a kid. But I was just fat. And I was
I just ate too much.
Fucking shit at everything.
It's hard out there when you're some athletes.
I dropped weight when I got into high school, then put it back on when I stopped playing sport.
I played basketball at lunch with, there was like a group of kids from like every year level. And then we just had like a I don't even know what part of Africa they were from. They were refugees, but they were like, probably 21, 22 years old. And they were like 6'6", jacked.
Jeez.
Like, and I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to, like, am I supposed to fake you out and shoot? Like, how am I supposed to get around you? You're like twice my size.
So I had a kid, like, he was a really good kid. He was from Afghanistan and he was in my year, but like, he's like, yeah, I'm older. So he was like in fucking year 10, had his P's or like P2s, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah.
He was just driving us all around. I was like, you know what?
Yeah, fair enough.
Fair enough.
Oh, I love the school because depending on your education and when you come over, I'm pretty sure it's like that's where they put you.
Yeah, I think they just probably chuck you into high school straight away.
Someone we knew, he got dropped a year level because he couldn't speak English. He could only speak Polish. So he got dropped a year level. So I had to go back. He was like year two, like education wise, but because of his speech, he had to go back down to year one and kind of have, I think, recess and lunch, you would have to go learn English.
Nah, fuck that. Isn't fucking English one of the hardest languages to learn?
Yeah, it's not.
Because if you look at the way we write shit as well, because
fucked.
Because you have there as in over there. There as in, like,
well, imagine learning a language and there's silent letters. How fucked up is that? Like, ideologically, why would there be a silent letter in something? It makes no fucking sense. Like, if we have the word phone, like, what's stopping us from just using an F?
Pahone.
Pahoney.
I'm going to start calling it Pahone.
But then again, like, we do some things better. Like, Italian and Spanish and French, they gender the words pretty hard, which can probably be a little bit confusing.
But how, when there's 95 genders?
Well, that's the issue to me is, like, Jake's using a phone and we're speaking Spanish. It's El Telefono. But if he's a girl, it's El Telefona. So I've gendered the object, which doesn't make any sense.
Well, my favorite thing is,
what if the object doesn't identify
as a phone? I'm pretty sure
Japanese males can use bokuwa and watashiwa, but only women can use watashiwa. Like, as in, like, I am. So that's I am.
Women can't say I am?
Women can't. No, so men have two ways of saying it, depending on how they want to say it. Women got one way of saying it.
Japan's black.
Like, boku is like I for a male, and watashi is I for a thing, like, as in I am. Yeah, watashi wa and boku wa.
Huh. Learn something new every day.
Yeah, I just fucking Google translated everything in high school. I just fucking hated
my favorite thing though about Japanese is that you actually got to say the question mark.
It's
like des is full stop, but deska is full what's called question mark.
Desk.
Like, when I went to Japan, they're like, the Japanese, like, for school, Japanese teachers, like, ego deska is gonna be the best thing. Is like, what does that mean? It's like, English question mark. So if you need to ask a question,
I love, like, the audacity, like, of, like, white people to go to another country and ask them to speak your language. Like, no one else would do that, I don't think. Like, oh yeah, speak English, motherfucker. It's like, well, you're in Japan. But, you know,
I think most people,
they learn English in high school.
Yeah. I got a friend in China getting paid absolute fucking stacks to
get those CCP bucks
and bans.
Social credit.
I'm like, is this chat being recorded? And he's like, no comment.
My favorite thing though, did you know apparently there's possibly a secret coup going in China?
A secret coup.
Did you see that this morning? There's like no evidence, but everyone reckons there's a coup going in because the president's like been on house arrest.
What's a coup?
We overthrow someone.
Yeah, we overthrow the government.
Oh.
Like, we just hate Albanese so much that we just decide to, like, all go to his house with guns.
So, apparently, that's...
But who's gonna stop him?
I don't know, but...
But
There's no evidence because you're not allowed to post anything on any
China's
social whack, media.
So, like, a lot of the people over there use... Fuck, they're on another level. It's not even WhatsApp. They use something even, like, more
They've
sus.
Got, like, a China one.
No, but as in, like, if they want to talk to people outside of China without it being...
Recorded.
Because, like, if you put anything on Facebook, they can see it. If you put anything on Twitter,
they
can see
Facebook,
it.
Haven't they?
I think they have their own version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They had Twitter for a while, but... Not sure about it anymore.
Because I was watching the Parkway Drive documentary, and when they went to China, like, we can't...
No footage.
Yeah, we can't advertise us going to a concert.
Like, we should take a timeout trip to North Korea. You can go.
You can go, but I think you...
Dennis Rodman said it was very good.
Very, like...
Huh?
Dennis Rodman said it was very good.
North Korea, very good. Number one.
You have to be, like, super, like, do not go out of line.
Yeah, I know. Which is why I wouldn't go, because I don't want to get kidnapped.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're white in those countries, you're just going to, like, assume to have wealth. So you're just going to get kidnapped. Like, I'm going to India at the end of the year.
Well, they got kidnapped in Thailand.
Yeah, that's...
Wait, hold on. Jake's going to, like, India?
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Why India, Jake? Good choice.
I don't think I can say. I don't want to say.
Okay, well, don't.
But, like...
He's going to India for...
Some hectic wedding.
He wants to shit on the street legally. That's why he's going.
Bro, they actually legally shit in the street.
I saw that meme like 10 years ago and it sent me into orbit. It's like, Ayush, my son, did you choose these new public health toilets that the government put in? Or the street? It's like the street. No, but that's one of my favorite public health wins. We were at uni when we learnt about it. So, like, it was 2013, 2014. New Delhi public health department paid like $1 billion to put in, like, I'm talking like 100,000 new public bathrooms, and like no one used them.
Everyone just
shit in the street. And that's probably why COVID ran so rampant, but maybe it's racist of me to say. I actually really like India as a country. Like, they're friends.
Superpower in 2023.
India. Oh, that was a great meme. So that
do
was
you remember
a,
that
do you remember
meme?
That? That was supposed to be a superpower in 2020. Like, that was supposed to be on the level of China and America.
Oh, wait, no, I do remember that.
And they had like a space program and...
Is that the population and everything? Like, it's just like...
They've got the population. I just don't think they have the, like, intelligence.
I'm happy that they are... Like, the geopolitical climate of the world at the moment is very interesting, right? Because, like, Russia is fucked and China is fucked, but they're not really friends, which is good for us, because otherwise they could literally start World War III and we might not win.
But yeah. I thought that's what, like, was going on. They're, like, in...
No, they're not really... They're not the same. Like, Russia's not,
well,
communist.
Isn't Russia, like... Like, fucking up the general population right now?
Yeah, they're throwing, like, the reserves into Ukraine.
Yeah.
They're literally, like, taking all the old people off of the street and giving them guns. So we'll see how it goes.
But what I don't get is, how did Russia lose is what
they
I don't
They just fucked
get.
It up. They obviously...
How do you fuck up taking
yeah,
over
but it's,
a country?
Okay, imagine wanting to take over a country and you can't bomb the shit out of it because you actually want the country to still be intact when you take it over. That's one thing gone. The second, imagine trying to invade America when every second person has a fucking AR-15. Like, you can't do it. Like,
America's so fucked.
And so Ukraine's literally done that. They just gave every citizen who didn't bail a gun and were like, just handle it.
And then they handled it. I'm pretty sure they got billions of dollars funded from various
American gave them like nearly a couple of hundred billion or something crazy. Yeah. A lot of money.
I can't believe how much money America spends on their fucking army.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's so fucking...
But also, bad. Like, it's they want to be world police.
Yeah.
America!
I actually honestly think, don't worry about what fucking China's doing. Have a suss what America's doing, because those guys don't...
Yeah, but we're friends with them. It's fine.
Well, that's why I like India. We're friends with India.
Yeah, but, like, India's not going to fucking do anything now.
No, but, like, the good thing is that their army is popping the fuck off. So, it's like, if Pakistan or China tries to pull anything crazy, then...
Wait, why did we bring up India? We were talking about...
Because you're going to India.
Yeah, but what were we talking about?
We're talking about shitting on the street.
Is that what we're talking about?
Oh, yeah. We're talking about you going to India for some reason.
And you told us not to talk about it, so now we're
talking about it.
I don't, but, like, I can't remember why I brought it up.
Doesn't matter. We were talking about YouTube soccer.
Yeah. And then we got so distracted by
anyway,
Commonwealth
I'm gonna segue us aggressively into our next topic. Me and Harrison are going on a trip
YouTube.
Next weekend.
We didn't even talk about
YouTube
soccer.
Doesn't matter. We're moving on.
The Sidemen one. That's all that matters.
Can you imagine, like, we just put Sidemen in the title and they're like, all right, let's listen. So YouTube soccer. So this guy in your shit in Australia.
Yeah, pretty much.
So Speed was MVP for me. That's all.
Speed was funny. But yeah, anyway, yous are going away.
We're going away. And
he's gone away to watch more YouTube soccer.
No. It's a very niche trip.
So yeah, we're going to a place
redacted.
Redacted. to hang out with our friend that's had a kid, and then but then also at the same time tagging along with one of our partner's friend's group.
And is this the one that you've?
I can't stand her anymore.
Oh, good. I was about
so
to
this
say,
is why Harrison wants to get something out.
I want to get something because I just want to talk about.
I was about to say, is this the one you've been complaining
about? Let me set the scene
about.
And then Harrison can rant. So from what I understand, she planned the trip and she likes to plan every trip. And that's perfectly fine. As an adult, it's good to have a friend who's hyper organized to do these things. But when I go on a trip somewhere, especially when it's like a, I'm not going to call it a boys trip because like there's like a whole group of people I've never met, but it's like we're partying. Why would you plan everything to the hour? That we're doing.
Yep. So I'll pop up.
Like when you went to Queensland with the boys, there's no way that you were like, on this day we're going to dinner at this time at this place.
No, but we did say, all right, so this we had rough ideas.
Yeah, rough, like, and that's fine. Rough ideas but are fine.
She's like, I've been on a trip with her before. She's planned everything down to the half an hour. So like she has to be like, I have to be here.
Someone takes
time,
a bathroom trip that takes a little too long.
Literally, I didn't eat birthday cake at the because it was someone's birthday. I didn't eat birthday cake and she cracked the shits. So like, I perfectly proportioned the cakes perfectly serving for each person and you're not going to have it? I'm like, no.
Is this woman have a boyfriend?
No.
Oh, I can fucking see why. Jesus
and
Christ.
Like, this is the first thing in the chat. She's like, it's like, blah, 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 you know, talking about this, that, you know, second to the third or first to the third. And then, it's like, these are activities that include that we can do. It's like exploring caves, disc golf, pub, drinking, go-karting. And I'm just like, no one responds to her because everyone's just done with her shit. So she's...
I couldn't see that. I'm happy she may not be coming is because I can't... If I'm on a trip like that, especially when there's two... I wouldn't call them competing groups, but it's like, obviously the main reason I'm going is to hang out with the friend that's already living there. Whereas I'm happy to hang out with the gang, but...
Like, I'm still going to play disc golf.
Yeah, exactly.
I love disc
golf. Play disc golf, but...
What's disc golf?
It's golf, but with frisbees. It's
I think
a huge course.
Josh is
you might have
when
just
I watched like, he's so like Emma told him exactly the technique, so he's literally like full autistic perfect technique. But she's still older, shit at it.
The older I get, the more autistic I become. Let's be honest.
I loved it like watching you literally have perfect form, but because you've never played before, this just went off to the side
it
and
is
shit
it is.
Like that.
We'll do it again. I'll redeem myself.
See, but I feel like when you play sports like that and people don't take it seriously and you have fun, you have so much more fun.
Oh, yeah, no one was taking it seriously.
So when I play golf with people, I hate it because they take it seriously. I'm like, I just want to have fun.
We got what's called the third best player in SA and Victoria coming with us, but he's such a chat, he just doesn't care, but he'll still win.
Yeah, but like, and this is another topic on the list, but like, imagine taking disc golf, like, death serious. You guys are ruining this for me. But, you fucking suck.
But like, I'm pretty sure he was fucking around and he still ended up third best in the... Like, this kind of just unreal.
Golf always interests me in that way because I've met, like... I think it was a family friend or somehow, but he was like one of the best golf players in the state and there was like a giant golf tournament in Port Augusta. I think there was like $10,000 on the line. So for golf, that's not much money, but better than nothing. But like, he literally like... Golf is... They're just built different. They just drink all day while they play.
So I've just mesmerized my frogs walking and like I've never seen it actually walk before.
It's walking. That's pretty cool. It's like bloom,
bloom. Damn, brother.
I forgot I had frogs, yeah. Anyway. Sorry, I got so distracted.
But yeah, this person they were going with, she might not be coming.
Doc's her name, you won't, no balls.
No, I'm not. But I'm doing exactly what she does, so my partner pissed her off a little bit and she name dropped her on her Instagram story. But not name drop, but I like, complained about like...
I fucking hate that.
I thought we were friends and stuff like that. And then Emma's... name drop, there you go. My partner. But she's like, this is about me, isn't it? I'm like, yeah. It's like because...
Wait, hold on. So your partner complained about her publicly or her...
She complained about my partner.
Oh, okay. All
so
right. Yep.
My partner organizes a social sports thing and she got like between like a bunch of people and she... put her on a bunch of people that she didn't want to be on the team with, but you got to put in your form at the beginning of the season that you don't, who you don't want to play with. And she, and it's like, you keep putting me with these people. I don't like it. It's like, you didn't say anything on your form sheet, so that's why I put you in there.
She,
and then she like name dropped her and like shit like this. I thought, like, literally, like, you know the people that put paragraphs in there, like,
just fuck off. Like, I don't care about your fucking stories. Like, why do people put that? It's so annoying.
And like one time she said she did something else. She's like, you know, like, you know, something cheeky. I'm like, like, she's like, I'm like, redacted. You're such a little bitch, aren't you? And the next thing you know, I get name dropped in a story. It's like, people were harassing me and shit. I'm like,
Jesus, I gotta follow this chick.
No, you don't, because she posts, like, she goes to musicals and she's very churchy.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Just,
I can't fuck with musicals.
Oh, so speaking of the Catholic Church, I don't know if this is true or not, but if this is true, I'll fucking, like, what the fuck? So apparently, this priest in Italy was caught in his car with a 5-year-old and his pants, like, the priest's pants were off. And his argument was, the kid made me do it. Like, the kid caused me to do it.
The kid raped me.
I don't know if that's true or not, but fuck me, that's fucked.
That is insane.
Gotta love the Catholic
My favorite
Church.
Thing, though, is, like, politicians and shit like that get caught, like, anti-homosexuals and shit like that, but then they, like, get caught in, like, gay... Did you hear about that? Politician America did, like, a speech about anti, like homophobic things and shit like that, but later that day got caught in a drug bust that had a full gay orgy. Like, he was caught climbing out the window naked in the orgy.
Respect the hustle.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Speaking of getting caught, Adam Levine... Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't understand what actually occurred.
So I think he's married.
He is married to a Victoria's Secret model.
I don't think the Victoria's Secret model, like, matters.
I'll look it up.
She is a Victoria's Secret model, but I don't think that matters to the story. He's married, and he's just messaging girls, like, on Instagram.
Oh, my God, your body.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
The best was our former guest, Reese. He, like, screenshotted that and... put in photo of himself.
Harrison's looking.
Yeah, had a big chat with other Derrimut member, Port Adelaide Derrimut member, Isaac Doe on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
He was at the gym. Very strong kid.
Very, very
his wife's
good,
pretty hot.
She's a Victoria's Secret model.
Bless me.
Obviously not hot enough.
Oh, my God, that body. I think because they've had kids. Well, she's pregnant or something. It's like, yeah.
I just can't imagine, like, the person you love is literally about to push a human out of them and you're like, I'm going to go fuck someone else. It's like, Jesus Christ. How?
Respect the hustle. Respect the car.
Respect the hustle. I mean, it's no shirtless in the car with a kid and then blaming the kid, but... You know.
Pantsless.
Yeah, pantsless.
Even worse, but... One and the same, right?
kid made, like, him do it. Maybe the other Adam Victoria's Levine's Secret model made him do it.
No, but, like, he's messaged, like, heaps and heaps of people. Like, it's not just one person. Now everyone's coming out.
Imagine making shit music and thinking it's okay to, like, hit
I always just thought that, like, celebrities would have, like, their own Tinder or something instead of it just being...
They do, but, like, he's married, like...
Yeah, but it's, like... Why would you message people on your Instagram or Twitter account or whatever the fuck it was?
I want to go deep diving into, like, psychological, like, celebrities and shit like that. Like, I want to see what's deep down inside.
No, you don't.
I feel like they're all fucked.
Like, go full Professor X and just, like, deep dive into the psyche.
I
want to
ask him how Maroon 5 has, like, 6 members, but every song has, like, no real instruments. So I'm like, well, what are you all doing? There's guitars, apparently. I can't hear them.
I want to know, like, have it been the same Maroon 5, or is it just Adam Levine and slowly
swapping out? I don't know. They call it Adam Levine and the Maroons or something. Like,
Adam Levine and the 5.
That actually sounds kind of hard. That sounds like a rap group.
Sounds like the worst, like, Michael Jackson comeback group.
Talk about shit, like, music.
Talk about
shit. The fucking pre-game music on that fucking... like a sideman thing. It was literally a DJ going up this and two guys, like, they're the main act, and they're just like, yeah, yeah, Give it up for the DJ, and that's it.
That's great.
Welcome to every DJ ever.
And every person in the comments is like L to the music, or like music is an L.
No, you know it was a fat W. So the AFL Grand Final was yesterday.
Oh shit!
Geelong won, but I didn't actually watch. I think half of Australia was going for Sydney. Yeah. I don't know why.
Everyone except Geelong was going for Sydney.
Yeah, pretty much. And basically, I was watching that Robbie Williams performed, and he was shit talking his own songs. He's like, "Sorry guys, I have to perform this. It's a new song." And then he's like, at the end, he's like, "All right, let's go back to the good songs," and like starts performing his old songs. That's fucking.
Who's that? Like pop musician you're telling me about who just hates everything he's ever written was like James Blake.
Yeah, James Blunt.
James Blunt. He's like,
he writes
fucking
a song
hate
about
me.
Stalking a chick, and it's like played at every wedding.
Yeah,
it's like stalking a chick and like.
It's like Sting or whatever the I'll be watching you on.
Yeah, I'll be watching you. The Police.
The Police. Yeah, well, Sting.
Yeah. Going quickly back to the talk. Sorry,
Sting and the Police. Godspeed.
I think I've got the what's that thing where Harrison, you drink a lot of beers and then like the grog.
Grog bog.
Yeah, grog bog.
Interesting. Do you want to take the mic with you in there? Like, where we are?
If this is wireless, I'll literally take it with me.
Don't do that.
Yeah, please don't do
please
that.
Please don't do that. I'm not editing that shit out, literally.
Harrison's going to find a street that he can shit in. Well, what's been going on with you? Well, this is when Harrison leaves, it's normally our gym update.
Yeah, I don't know. I've had a pretty, rough couple of weeks, stress-wise. Like, work's just been fucking me hard. And it's been fine, but I can literally, this is the first time in my adult life where I'm literally feeling the stress affect me physically, which is very annoying. Like I clench my teeth at night now. I never used to do that.
I do that. I've been doing that.
For yeah. Years. I got a mouth guard though. I'm all right. But have you got one? You should get one. If you don't, that's fucked. Your teeth up.
You just drink. Yeah, I don't
every
drink.
Night before you go to sleep.
I need to start drinking more. I don't have to. I'm so stressed.
Out of 10 doctors would not recommend.
I got so much to fucking do. It's not funny.
Yeah, Sundays are brutal as an adult. Terrible.
Like today, what do I have to do? I have to render photos, upload them, deliver them to the client, deliver wedding photos to a client, and then need to go buy USBs because I forgot to buy USBs. So I just have to go buy random ones and get more made.
Go to JB and buy just 50 of them.
Yeah.
Get a hard drive.
No, as in to give to clients.
Oh, to give to clients. Yeah.
Because I don't have any of mine left. So I'm like, fuck. And I have to edit photos from last night, edit photos from all day yesterday. I'm like, fuck, man. I have to go to the gym, see my partner. It's like,
fuck Sundays. Me and all homies hate Sundays.
Life's just catching up.
Life catches up. That's why I'm so just anti having a full-time job. It's when do people do shit?
I think it's the new craze.
You don't know. I had this fight with my mum and dad ages ago about they're people your age don't seem like they want to have full time jobs. And I'm sitting here, it's it's because we can't buy a house anyway. So what's the fucking point? Why would you work 40 hours a week if you can't buy a house? What's the point?
I think people now realize that when you're back in the day, you went to work, you had to work to survive. And I'm not saying you don't have to now, but it's people didn't enjoy life. You just see all these old people when they're dying, they interview them, what's your one regret? And I wish I enjoyed life more, wish I didn't work as much. This is what young people are doing and you're just getting fucking shit on.
Yeah, I was complaining about being an adult and how I'm that stressed as a generally stressed now that I clench my teeth at night, which I never used to do.
I do that. I've got cracks in my teeth.
Oh, get a mouth guard.
I do, but I can't sleep because I literally, I've swallowed it.
Fucking hell.
I use my proper one from when I got braces. It fits me perfect.
I was going to say, my granddad was a fitter and turner. His whole life. You know that, what's that thing called? A water hose thing that goes like that? Crisscrosses around the old school sprinkler. That's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that what you're fucking trying to
Yeah, sprinkler.
No fucking idea what
you're
talking.
You know those sprinklers that go like that?
Over? Yeah, now yeah. I do.
So he was one of the people that helped engineer that, but he got nothing for it. Aww. And he had a mental breakdown when he was working and just had to leave home and shit like that for a couple of weeks. It's that's what old people did. They just have mental breakdowns.
Yeah, I love that. If it was 50 years ago and I was stressed about work, my manager would probably just tell me to harden the fuck up.
You go beat your wife and kids.
Basically.
Take it out on the family. No, I'm not going to do that. But no, we got deep for a second.
I reckon we bring that back.
We were talking about millennials and how no one wants to work anymore.
My favorite is when like people shit talk like people my age saying you don't want to work. And I'm like, I literally earn more money than you. Shut the fuck up.
You work like, if you tallied it up, you'd probably be like 50, 60 hours a week.
I would go more, I'd say. Easily more.
That's fucked.
But like, it's funny when they're like, you just don't want to have any work. And they're like, I literally fucking will buy your house. Shut the fuck
up. My favorite thing is silent quitting right now.
You just get up and leave.
You're just like, no, like, you don't do work outside of work hours and that's it.
Who the fuck was doing work outside of work hours?
Because it's like bosses expect you to work outside of work hours. It's like, for promotional reasons, but then people are now outsourcing for promotion. So what's the point?
To be fair, like, I do it, but then I'm rewarded for it. It's not like I'm not rewarded.
Isn't, because like part of your pay is the editing, isn't it?
As in that personal stuff, I put 100% in. That's my choice. But like my actual job, it's like I had to work the public holiday, but they're like, we'll just give you like double the time off. Like I built up the crew like time off. So I'm like, all right, that's beneficial for me because when I go away, I'm just going to need to
take
use
more
that.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense. As long as they give you some for it, I'm very anti working outside of work hours just because I think it's fucked. Like,
my favorite thing though is my mate's also a photographer. He charges $2,000 a session. So he's
the
like,
yeah. Foxy photographing.
People
Jesus.
Pay it. People, he does models and shit like that. He's they pay it. He's like, I'll do a couple shitty edits outside of work for $2,000 a session.
And it's so easy because like you charge something like $2,000, you give them like 20 photos if you want. You give them however many photos you want. And they just like, yeah, cool, thanks.
And I'm pretty sure because he's got like his own studio now, so he's like, he can charge more.
Yeah, I was going to open a studio. I was like, you know what? I can't be fucked. I'll be fucked.
Pretty like, especially these days, buying like an actual space is, it's a big move.
Because he was going to buy a place in Bowdoin, like an apartment in Bowdoin as a studio.
Interesting.
Have it as a tax write-off.
For legal reasons, this is a joke. But if I was to rent a room in someone's house and say it's an office, but technically live there, could I?
You'd probably get in a lot of shit if they figured it out.
Yeah,
but I don't know how they'll figure it out.
Yeah.
You just don't put a bed there.
Yeah.
Just sleep on a couch.
Yeah. What if I, like, the bed is the shit? What if I'm photographing beds?
He just has, a secret porn dungeon, and it's just like, that's... It'll just record
just
porn. It's like, yeah, I'm a
porn photographer. The side hustle these days is, like...
But for legal reasons, that
only
is
OnlyFans.
I got
an OnlyFans photographer.
I got a question for you boys.
I've been asked, but, like, morally and, like, trying to convince my partner to let me do it. She's like,
Have you tried convincing your partner to do OnlyFans, or has your partner convinced you to let her do OnlyFans?
No, my girlfriend is not that type of person. If she is, she's more than welcome to. I'm just not sticking around.
Yeah.
Like, you can
do it, but I'm going to be over there.
Yeah.
I was having a discussion with someone about it, and I'm just like, if your girlfriend started doing like OnlyFans, would you just delete all the nudes she sent you because it's now no longer personal to you? Like, you can just see it?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't think I save nudes. I literally, you go through my phone, the only nudes I've got of all the boys. The boys are just like
posting. Yeah, but let's say your partner sends you nudes. Like, would you now think, no point because everyone else sees it?
I think it depends on the context. It's like porn stars. They're like, when they fuck on set, it's different when they're like,
yeah,
it's work.
Their partner.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I'd
imagine
know.
Coming home from a long day, man, I got railed at work. Work really took
it
out of me.
It pounded me hard today.
But yeah, it's just like, I don't know, it's whack.
I would not do OnlyFans.
My favorite thing though is the person at the party I went to at yours, and you're like, yeah, she's now single because her boyfriend paid for his ex's.
Yeah, OnlyFans.
No, you know what
fucking
I don't get?
Lit.
It's like, I think I've complained about this before. So when OnlyFans were the thing, all the women were hyping up women like, go start your OnlyFans, go be a queen, you live your life, like you do whatever you want. And all these women like, yeah,
now they're 35 and single.
I'm going to go start my OnlyFans. And then they realize they've made like $20 a year.
Well, it's
saturated.
Yeah, they've literally had screenshots of someone was in the top because it tells you like top 2% or whatever the fuck. They're in the top 2%. They were only making like $1,000 a month. So it's like everyone under them is making less than that.
Because it's so saturated now. So
yeah,
it's like,
and it's probably, I don't necessarily think all jobs would fire you for doing that, but like, in my opinion, most jobs worth doing would probably fire you. Like, if you work any kind of, you know,
you
professional setting,
out of like teaching jobs, you lock yourself out of government.
No teaching,
jobs.
No government, no, like. Even if you were going for like a management spot at a company, like I know they Google people.
I would say,
like, and the fact that you'd have to put the OnlyFans in your Instagram bio to get people to find it anyway, they'd find it, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Shit.
But it's like it's like the women complain, like, who empowered us to do this? Men, like, no, women told you to do it. No one fucking.
Well, I'm not gonna
lie. I don't know a man who actually. I've never met a man in real life who actually pays for OnlyFans.
I paid for one set.
Oh, like, there you go.
Individual one. Set, like, I'm like, Witcher cosplay, like. Of good lingerie set. Like, yeah, I'll pay $5 for that.
Which chick are we talking about?
I just couldn't.
I don't know, like, which character from The Witcher?
Trish.
No, Trish. Okay, yeah.
I just can't justify spending money to see some tit. Like, you go out to dinner and, like, you can, like, do that if you're, like, if you're a good boy, you can do that.
If you're a good boy, Jesus Christ. Jake at the end of a day is like, I've been a good boy.
I'm a real boy.
I'm a.
You getting old, Josh.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know if I'd date someone who did it. I have no problem with, like, people I'm friends with doing OnlyFans, but I don't think I'll date someone who's doing it. That's me.
I would, like, if I had a friend that said, I want to do OnlyFans, I'd be like, look.
Go for it.
Do whatever you want.
But just, like, make sure you know you want to do
it. I'm going to be realistic with you. This is, like, this is the problems that are going to occur. While you might have benefits that occur, these are the problems that are going to occur. And if you still want to do it, you do your stick by you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Harrison starts his OnlyFans message. That, boys, I want to start it.
I want to start it. Yeah, everyone wants to see my weird-ass dick. Let's go.
I'm actually surprised Harrison hasn't, like, I just started OnlyFans for the meme. And then, like, actually becomes, like, super successful.
Well, fucking, I know heaps of, like, dudes get paid bulk money because gay dudes just pay it to see them, see their dicks and shit like that.
All right, boys, I'm going to go start my OnlyFans. Fuck.
You're like, my girlfriend can't do it, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, it's whack.
No, I don't mind my partner doing it. Like, do whatever you want, but, like, don't expect me to agree with it and stick around. Like,
if your partner had an OnlyFans, would you feature in it? Like, you wouldn't see your head or anything, would you?
No.
Are you comfortable?
Are you sure you want 5 inches? That sounds kind of scary. That sounds kind of big.
It depends what's my paycheck.
Depends. Jake's like, how big's the bag?
What's the bag?
Someone I don't say, know. I'd do a lot for more. If it was more than like 10 grand a month, I'd do nearly anything.
Because I was going to say, if it's crazy. If you start on OnlyFans, let's say you do no nudes. Like, eventually, you're going to have to do nudes. Then you move on to sexual acts and then just, like, whack sexual acts. Would you?
Well, like, I think a lot of their money doesn't come from their subscriptions. A lot of their money comes from like requests. So, like, for example, I can send Harrison. Say I pay $3.99 a month to watch Harrison take his clothes off, but I can be like, yo, I'll pay you $600 for you to, like, shove your shoe up your ass.
Yeah.
Give Harrison some money to fart in a balloon.
Yeah, right.
What to fart into a balloon and then close it up and,
like,
nail it.
My partner and I had a discussion because she had some, like, gangrene, ugly toenails for, like, a little bit. I'm like, son, are you fans just do, like, whack shit with your feet because someone will pay money to see, like,
I honestly thought,
shit.
Like, this was when I first heard about OnlyFans. I'm like, maybe I could, like, capitalize on it. You have, like, exclusive memes that are just, like, for example, when the Queen died, you just post, like, exclusive Queen memes.
Well, I ain't paying for memes, bro.
It's a paid meme page, basically. And the memes would just be stolen.
Every Instagram account now can do those, like, private content. And, like, I get the most random shit. So, like, I follow, like, a literal woodchuck, like an animal.
Yeah.
Prairie woodchuck. And, like, it's like, it's now doing premium content. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
My favorite thing is just, like, models, like, premium content to see my, like, what I wear and all this. So I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm not paying you $4.99.
I come here when, like, I'm sad and lonely. I bat off to you. Like, that's, you know, I'm not paying for shit.
Let's be real.
Speaking of getting battered.
Good segue.
Sorry, let me start that again. Oh, man. Speaking of getting battered, 6ix9ine got absolutely fucking cleaned up in a club.
But why? I need the details.
So basically, he was in a club in Dubai and he went up to the DJ deck and he's like, yo, like, play some of my music. And the DJ just went fucking off on him. He's like, I'm not playing this shit. This man comes here. He's like, back where I'm from, there was no snitch and this and that. So 6ix9ine's just, like, trying to punch him. Like, you can see these punches aren't really doing anything. But then, like, 6ix9ine security's getting involved. I'm like, Six Nights started this.
Yeah.
The guy's allowed to call out whatever he wants. Your guy started the
fight. Just imagine going to a club and like aggressively requesting them to play your music.
Yo, just play my music, bro. Bro, just play my music.
It's like, I think there's a meme of like people show up like with USBs to like clubs and stuff in case like.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
The hustle.
Play my mixtape.
I want to try it, so maybe I'll try it like when I have time, but it'll be a good podcast over just walking into places with a camera and pretending like I'm meant to be there.
Like, is it pretending you work there or so pretending
he has like a GoPro strapped to his chest?
So basically, I don't know. I'm going to assume I can say this because I don't know the guy. It doesn't have any correlation to me, but this guy and his team got invited to like do the first space launch from Australia or whatever it was. It was up in like Northern Territory, very point of Australia. And it was pretty much like NASA people were there, NASA officials were there, and like no one cared. Like the gates were open. Like the gates were like the Aussie thing of, oh, you know, just put it over but pretend like it's locked because we don't have a key. That type of Aussie shit. And they're just walking around in T-shirts with cameras, no passes, no nothing. And everyone's just like, oh, they got a camera. They're meant to be here. I'm like,
respect.
I love
what
that.
The fuck? Like, there's a rocket about to launch. Like,
ladies and gentlemen, we're here at the NASA Australia launch. NASA Australia launch.
NASA.
I thought you were about to be like, ladies and gentlemen, this is my phone number.
Five. Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Speaking of trash music, Drake's still fucking.
Hey, I like The Weeknd.
I fucking hate his music.
He made a good couple of albums that I call it the haunted strip club music. It's very good. Very good.
That would a haunted strip club would go off, I reckon. Speaking of
strip music.
Clubs, oh yeah. GTA 6 got leaked.
I saw that and then they're like, we're not angry, we're just very disappointed in the people who
hacked us.
It would literally be 10 years next year. I remember it came out year 8 in high
2013.
School.
I remember that because I was still 7. I turned 17, couldn't get it, so I had to go with my mum to like JB
Hi-Fi. Fucking awkward. You're like 6'6" and you're just like with your mum.
Yeah. Like, I came from trade school as well, so I'm in the full tradie gear and shit like that.
I didn't like GTA 5 that much.
It was good and now it's fucked. But like back in the day, the story was good. It was like really decent. And then when you played it online with your friend, I suppose that's like COD back in the day. COD was so good back in the day because you just jump with the
shit
boys.
Talk. Yep.
Yeah.
True.
Now it's a hassle to get on with the boys. Like the beta for Modern Warfare 2 is out. And I'm like trying to get on with the boys. We had like one session and that's it. So sad.
I don't even have a console. I don't even know how to. Like. I can't remember the last console I had. What is going on?
Yeah, didn't you buy a Switch?
Yeah, I still have a Switch. I was going to buy a second one.
His wife's boyfriend got him a Nintendo Switch.
His wife's boyfriend. That's another thing. Would you still be with your wife if she had a boyfriend?
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Depends what's the bag.
What's the bag? It's a Nintendo Switch, Jack.
Oh.
Plus 2 games a year.
Nah, maybe not.
Maybe we'd be being paid a fuck ton for some guy to fray on my wife.
I'm buying just too many games now. Like, I've got a fucking pile of games.
I haven't bought a game in like 2 years.
Harrison's just like, yeah, I bought one last.
Yeah, I literally bought Modern Warfare 2 pre-order like a couple days ago so I can play
the beta. Fuck they're gonna re-release?
I swear Modern Warfare 2 has been released like 8 times.
Now this is a whole new game.
It's a new
it's
game,
fine.
Yeah.
Why is it called Modern Warfare 2? Just
because they remade, like, not remade, it's like, what's the
rebooted? Rebooted it.
Yeah.
They're like, retconned like, the lore and then redid it, yeah. America good. China, Russia, bad.
No, it's not even China, Russia. It's just like
terrorists.
Yeah, from a different country. It's like, yeah, a terrorist group.
It's like that fucking Tomorrow When the War Began where they just don't tell you what country they're from, but everyone's
it's
like,
Korea.
I don't know. I thought it was Indonesia.
So the original book, I'm pretty sure it's Korean.
Interesting. How the fuck did North Korea get over here?
I don't know.
How the fuck is Indonesia capable of starting a war?
They have like 10 times our population.
But they can't stay. Their economy is so unstable because everyone
Bro, have you seen Bali?
Yeah.
Them to evade us.
They'll just start like, just start brainwashing the Bogans and then send them back over and they start causing civil disruption. Just start lighting shit on fire.
I love this concept of the book. It's like, yeah, me and my mates went for a bush trip and next thing you know, there's an invasion happened while we're just out of the bush.
You see, like, some Indonesian guy just run through your campsite and just nod
with an AK-47.
You know, you're like,
Charlie was everywhere.
It seems about right.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Typical Queensland.
Average Queensland enjoyer.
All right, I think we wrap it up there.
Yeah, it's like we've
gone downhill for the past.
We went very deep
for the past 40 minutes.
We've been downhill for the past 48 minutes, and we're 49
downhill
minutes
into the
podcast.
30 episodes.
All right, thank you for listening. If you actually made it this far,
thank you.
Next week we have Greedy Boss as a DJ.
Ooh,
sorry, as the co-host, who is a DJ?
Yeah.
And
perfect. Well, yeah. We're not here.
Yeah. Well, it was always planned for 30.
Episode 30.
But I think next weekend's a public holiday, so I might get super drunk with him on a Sunday and just you know what? Let's
fuck it.
Sunday sesh. But like when I go,
it's a long weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we're coming back on the Monday.
Yeah.
When I go to their house is like a fucking trap dungeon. Like it's
a trap dungeon.
Wait, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's like a party house.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I
could not live in a party house.
They had a smoke machine running the other day, and it was just like the whole house was.
I don't know how you could live in a party house. Like I'll be crying.
I think I could stay there. I couldn't live there.
My mate used to live in America, like college. So he was a college, quote unquote, college athlete because he was in community. No, not quite community college, but not full college. It's like in between. And he's like, yeah, those people just were running around punching holes in the walls and shit like that. Like his bedroom for his bed for like a couple of weeks was the couch. Like they just didn't have enough room and shit like that. And it's like getting hammered constantly.
Yeah, no. Frats confuse me, but I suppose that can be a discussion for 2 weeks' time.
What are you doing, frat bro?
Yeah, we're wrapping up there.
Good afternoon.
See you guys.
Bye.